either. All right, it's 12:05 here on Going Across the Mountain. Governor Joe Green here. And in the studio with me, I have five folks and their instruments jammed into our little studio here, Studio A here. I have Mile 12 with me. Hi, guys. How y'all?
Hey.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't each of you kind of step up and introduce yourselves and tell everybody what you play? Because this is the first time you've been on this station, correct?
Yes. Hi there. I'm Bronwyn Keith Hines, and I'm the fiddle player with Mile 12.
David Benedict here. I play the mandolin.
Hi, I'm Nate Sabat. I play the bass.
This is Evan Murphy. I play guitar.
And sing.
And sing. Yeah. And I'm B.B. Bounis. I play banjo.
All right. And some nice-looking instruments. They sound wonderful. I was listening to them off the air before we came on, and I really appreciate you guys being with us. We'll talk here in a minute, but you guys wanted to go ahead and play a tune, correct?
We'd love that.
Yeah, we'll do one that was written by a friend of ours named Jeff Bartley, and it's called The Sunny Side of Town.
Okay, Mile 12.
Take out my dog and cat, pack my coat and hat, drown all of my sorrows down the well. These doggone lowdown blues I'm aching to lose, but I can't set on fire, I'm gonna sail. Baby, mind your feet won't touch the ground when we move to the sunny side of town. Change out all the locks, take the truck down off the blocks. Bad memories here most everywhere I turn. This shack is falling down, it's the meanest shack in town. I'll strike a match, let that sucker burn. Baby, mine, it's paradise I've found when we move to the sunny side of town. Pack every pan and plate, giving it to you straight. We're leaving all these dark clouds far behind. Say goodbye to that frown when we hit the sunny side of town. I'm bound to have no worries on my mind. Baby mine, I'll fit you for a crown when we move to the sunny side of town. You for a crown when we move to the sunny side of town.
All right, sunny side of town. It's Mile 12. Great job, guys.
Thanks so much.
And we were all kind of going, all right, we're playing around one microphone, and bluegrass bands are no strangers to that, are they?
No.
And that sounded terrific. Thank you very much. And I want to talk to you all. If you prefer to sit, if you want to hold your instruments, or if you want to put them away and grab a chair, I can do some underwriting while you guys do that, if you'd be more comfortable. All right. Wow, that was quick. You guys are back. If you're just tuning in, folks, Mile 12 is with us, and they've been playing some dates in our area, and I've got the new album, which comes out next month.
Yeah, October 27th.
Stay close to the mic there.
October 27th is the release date for that. Yeah.
October 27th, and it's titled Onwards, and the song you just did, actually number 3 on the album there. You're excited about releasing? Are you doing a release party somewhere or anything?
Unfortunately not. We'll actually be out of the country when the release date comes around. We're headed to Australia and New Zealand for about a month, and we'll be there on October 27th when the album is released. So we'll be partying, but just down under, I guess.
You know? All right. Well, some of us can be envious and live vicariously through you guys in Australia and everything. That's terrific. Well, you know, you guys are busy because, I mean, I'm thinking about just the dates you've played here around Carolinas in the last week or so. I mean, you played, how was it last Monday in Asheville? You guys played up there, at the Altamont?
Yeah, that's right. We played there. It was our first time at the venue, and it was awesome. It was this great little listening room. We had a really good crowd and had a fun time playing for them.
All right. And then last night, you guys were over in Hickory, as we say around here. How was the sales on the square? I mean, that was the show last night, correct?
Yeah, that was such a cool show. David had played that one earlier last year with another band, and so he got the gig for us. And it was so cool. We got a great crowd.
That's sort of an outdoor, you know, kind of a street thing, isn't it? Kind of like one of those after work things, I would think. I haven't been able to go to one yet.
Oh, man, you got to get out there. It's really cool.
All right. So where are you guys headed from the station today? I know you got more stuff to do this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're playing tonight in Oakboro, North Carolina, just east of Charlotte. We're playing at this place called the Old Oakboro Presbyterian Church. I think it's like this old historic building. And we're playing with this local group called the Henson Girls. So if you're in the area, it'd be awesome to see you there.
Yeah, I think everybody knows pretty well where Oakboro is. I believe it's in Stanley County or somewhere over there to the east of Charlotte a little bit or something.
That's right, not too far at all.
Yeah, I think I actually work with a fella here who grew up over that way. So nice. We were talking about that last week. And then you guys... played some other dates this past week. You guys were playing all week, weren't you? Didn't you go out of North Carolina for a little bit?
Yeah, we flew down from Boston. We played at the Bristol Rhythm and Roots.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of a whirlwind. We've been playing most every day since then, all around Virginia and North Carolina. So.
All right.
Yeah. On Monday, actually, we're playing in Greensboro as well. I'm not sure. Is that far from here?
From here, it's about 2.5-3 hours,
okay.
I think.
Okay. Little hike then. Yeah,
it's a little bit. Greensboro's a cool town.
We're learning our geography down here.
You guys are going to be experts on North Carolina before it's all over. And you all are you hail from Boston. All of you from Boston?
We're actually all from all over the place. The band lives in Boston now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you're from different places.
Yeah.
I catch a little accent for you there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a giveaway. I'm from New Zealand originally.
Oh, really?
I've lived in Boston for 5 years now.
Okay. Yeah. I hear a little Boston in there, too, kind of mixed with the other. That's all right. That's the thing about bluegrass, man. You run into people that are from all over the planet, basically, right?
Totally, yeah.
Well, tell me, how was your experience at Bristol?
We had a great time at Bristol Rhythm and Roots. It's one of those festivals that's like that, you know, the street fest. The entire town gets taken over by it. And we really felt like there were a lot of people who maybe didn't hear us before, but were just kind of walking by our sets and coming in and being like, whoa, who are these guys? So it's that kind of situation. And we kind of love that environment for people to hear us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking with Mile 12 here on Going Across the Mountain. And, you know, if you pick up... you can't pick up the album yet because you're not privileged like I am to already have a copy. But if you read about them, you know, it says, oh, they're from Boston. That's why I asked, because I figured all of you guys were not from Boston, but that's where you're based out of. And that's a little different for bluegrass sometimes, right? You know, you hear people from North Carolina and Virginia. I notice you're wearing a Virginia's for Lovers cap there. That's kind of impressive.
Yeah, we all got these hats at Bristol Rhythm and Roots, and we've just been like taking turns wearing them, basically.
They're like some of the coolest hats we've ever seen.
All right. You're not going to get like my pal Steve Johnson and get like a hat for every day and occasion, right?
Oh, well, we're just starting, I guess. Who knows?
There you go. See, you got to follow. Steve's a trend fashion setter, so you've got to, you got to kind of follow along. I'm trying, man. I just can't get enough hats to keep up with it. Hey, let's play a tune off the album, and then I want to ask you about the group name, so y'all be thinking about your answer and be careful. anyway, which song would you like me to play? Would you like me to play the one that you guys have the video out for?
That'd be
great.
The Margaret Keane?
Margaret Keane.
Okay. Well, let me cue it up here on the big CD player. All right, that's DJ talk. All right, from the album that's forthcoming for you, Onwards, Mile 12 and the Margaret Keane, which we'll talk about the video after the song, too. Here it is on Going Across the Mountain.
Every day we walk the harbor, she'd look out on the sea, And as the boats would come and go, she'd turn and say to me, oh, let's go out on the water. This city I have seen. The streets are loud and dirty, but the ocean's clear and clean. Oh, the price we pay for living in a city by the sea. Just to know we could escape if we were brave enough to leave. A boat could take us anywhere we'd ever want to go. When that coastline disappears, the boat's the only home we'll know. There's a job out on the water aboard the Margaret Keane. 3 months of barely any pay for a world we've never seen. Oh, we'll work the sea all summer, come far, return to land. I'll marry her the day we dock and never part again. We stepped aboard that fishing boat one rainy morning in June. We met the captain, met the crew, and set to leave at noon. Oh, we sailed out from the harbor with skies so dark and gray. But far from shore, the sun did soar, and smiling she did say, oh, the price we pay for living in a city by the sea. Just to know we could escape if we were brave enough to leave. A boat could take us anywhere we'd ever want to go. When that coastline disappears, the boat's the only home we'll know. Chance with 20 lines in tow. Oh, the captain worked us harder than we'd ever worked before. But each night as she was sleeping, I was thinking of the shore. One night as we lay sleeping, storm had found our course. The Keane took water o'er the sides. The waves, they came in force. We awoke and tied our lifelines. I prayed the seas would tame. I'd never seen her smile so wide as in the wind and rain. But when I turned and saw her staring back at me, I knew she'd never come to shore, nor I return to sea. Oh, the price we pay for living in a city by the sea. Just to know we could escape if we were brave enough to leave. A boat could take us anywhere we'd ever want to go.
All right, there's Mile 12 on WNCW off of their forthcoming album, Onwards, the Margaret Keane. And if you'd like to see that song done, there's a video out available. Am I right?
Yeah, we just put out...
I saw it. I know I'm right.
Yeah, a music video. Yeah, you are right. Exactly. Yeah, we did a music video kind of right outside of Boston in Jamaica Plain in this really cool, like, old house. And had a friend of ours, Sean Trishka, do it for us, and he does a great job. We kind of almost exclusively use him these days to do videos for us. He's great.
He's a multimedia kind of guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's also a great drummer and does his own musical projects, and he's great.
Well, he comes with musical genes, I think, doesn't
he's
he?
He's the son of the great Tony Trishka.
Right. I noticed in the video that you guys were in some place that was, you know, something like that, because I noticed the paint peeling walls and all that. The atmosphere of the video was really cool.
Yeah. Well, no. Short of actually getting on a boat and filming it, that was like the best we could do is make it look old fashioned.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that a tune that I was looking to see? Is that an original song for you guys?
Yeah, almost everything on the album is original, except for that one that we played live for you, which is by a friend of ours from the Boston area named Jeff Bartley, and then Ace of Hearts, which is a famous Alan Jackson song that we bluegrassified for the album.
Well, that's all right. Alan made a bluegrass album. He likes bluegrass music. I love Alan Jackson, man.
He's great.
I've got a picture of me and him standing in his dressing room in the Charlotte Coliseum back in, gosh, y'all were probably toddlers, way back. But that is one of my most treasured pictures because he was such a great guy to hang out with. He was just really down to earth and really cool. Okay, so if folks want to see the video, I saw it through your Facebook page. You guys shared it on Facebook. Would that be the best way? Is it up on you? Is it a YouTube video?
Yeah, it's a YouTube video. If you search the Margaret Keene Mile 12, it should be up there.
The Margaret Keene Mile 12. Check out the video. It's really cool. All right. Now we're to the next question. The name of the group, how did that come about?
So Mile 12 is the mile marker right at the Boston city limits, on kind of the main highway coming in and out of the city. And we spend a lot of our time traveling and, you know, leaving Boston, coming back. And actually the title track from the album, Onwards, which is one that Nate brought to the group, and then I wrote some verses for it and we all arranged it together, is kind of a song that we all like doing because it's about traveling and it's about, you know, sort of the good times traveling and the hard times traveling. And so the Mile 12 is this reference to this mile marker that's, you know, we either cross when we're leaving for tour or we come back and we're coming home, you know.
It's amazing the things that influence the name of a group or a song. There's a million stories out there and I always like to hear them. When are you leaving to go down to Australia and New Zealand?
We leave on October 9th. October 9th. It takes us about 4 days to get there.
Gosh.
Well, no, you lose a couple days in the travel.
Oh, yeah, right.
But we'll be down there until November 7th, something like that.
All right. But between now and then, you're going to IBMA, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we'll be there in Raleigh, North Carolina for the World of Bluegrass, and we're really excited. We'll be showcasing a lot. We're doing the official Ramble Showcase with the IBMA, as well as co-hosting our own showcase room in the Marriott Hotel downtown. I think it's room AB, and we'll be there on Wednesday and Thursday nights until the wee hours of the morning, you know, hosting and playing music.
Isn't that the way you roll at IBMA?
Absolutely.
It's the only way to roll.
Well, the music all happens like after 11 o'clock at night or something, doesn't it? Yeah. For a lot of it anyway.
Right. It's kind of crazy, man. There's like so many jams and so many late night hangs going on.
And you get to meet new people. You guys, are you playing enough with, I know you guys are doing your own shows, but are you playing enough things where you're meeting more and more of the bluegrass artists around, some of your heroes maybe, or your influences or whatever?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been great. This summer's been really cool. We've hit a lot of festivals, and we actually got the chance to have Michael Cleveland sit in with us at one festival. And that's been kind of the way that we've been able to introduce ourselves to artists we really love and respect is through that festival, kind of social festival atmosphere behind the stage and all that.
He's just a murderer, isn't he? He's just crazy.
Oh, man, Michael's the best. He's like the nicest guy too. He's just been so sweet to us, and he really.
I know you guys are connected, you know, in social media and all that sort of thing. Every time you turn around, there's a video of Michael Cleveland jamming with different people. He's like playing with all these people.
Oh yeah, he's all over the place.
Plus his own videos of his own shows around, right? He's just insane. To watch him play just amazes me. I know. So anyway, let's do us another song off your album. I was gonna do Onwards. Is that one you guys want to do?
That would be great. Yeah, the title track.
All right, Mile 12. This is the title song from, and again, the album will be released on October 27th. Right here they are. I'm going across the mountain.
Imagine me on a long, lonesome highway, moving fast like the wind through the trees. Call me up, dear, and tell me you love me. Make it feel like you're right here with me. Do you think of me walking beside you? Do you see me when strangers pass by? Tell me true, do you miss me each morning? Do you wish I could hold you tonight? Traveling to
my words like emotion. In these handwritten letters I write. Do you sense any lack of devotion from pen and page or from talking at night? Many hours of sleep I've lost here, turning over and over in bed, seeing ghosts of our days spent together, with your voice running loose in my head. Traveling onwards through the night, gazing upwards to the light. I'll see you again, dear, and you'll want me beside you, I pray. There's still mountains and highways to travel, but till then, every night, dear, I'll say, I'll be coming home, but there's still a while to go. I'll be coming home, but there's still a while to go.
Onwards. Onwards and upwards? Yeah, it's Mile 12, the title song from their forthcoming album. Again, going to be out October 27th. And I'm talking to the band here in the studio. If you tuned in late, sorry you missed it. They played live a while ago, and now we're listening and giving you a little sneak preview of the songs from the album, which you can get next month. All right. This lady here has a very interesting sounding banjo. Baby, tell us about your banjo a little bit.
Oh, yeah. My banjo is a Robin Smith banjo. I grew up in New Zealand, started playing bluegrass there, and so there aren't many banjos for sale in New Zealand. Not many, like,
shocker,
nice ones. So I had to do some quick thinking, and I got on eBay. I guess 15 years old, and I was like, okay, I need a new banjo. I was playing a pretty bad one at that point. And I just blindly bought it off this guy in Texas. He shipped it straight to New Zealand. I hadn't ever played it, and I love it. I had it for about 10 years now. So
it was ready to play. You didn't have to have a lot of setup done to it or anything.
Well, I probably did need some setup. I just didn't know it, right? There's no banjo luthiers around. Like, another funny story is I came back from the States one time, and the airlines, I didn't have the best of cases at the time, and the neck snapped right in half.
Oh, no.
So I called up Robin. I was like, oh, you got to help me. I need a new neck. And the insurance covered it, luckily. But he shipped over a neck and a resonator, and me and my mum put it on in our shed and probably didn't put it on right. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't know what we were doing. Mum's like, she's pretty crafty, but, you know.
That's a story for memoirs when you get old enough for that.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And it's a great sounding banjo.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you still have plenty of family in New Zealand?
Yeah, everyone in my family members is still in New Zealand, so I'm pretty excited to take these guys back. And
you're gonna get to play for them with your friends here, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That is awesome. Does anybody else play music in your family there?
No, and actually, like, surprisingly few of us have musical parents in the band. Am I right in thinking just Nate's mother? Yes. Epic opera singer, so
wow.
But yeah, otherwise everyone comes from a not musical parents, at least.
Okay, well, yeah. What turned you on being in New Zealand to the banjo?
Yeah, a friend of my parents, he lived in a nearby town and he played banjo. we didn't actually know it at the time. We saw a picture of him and his brother playing, and we were like, what's that instrument? And then he pulled it out, and he played us the Beverly Hillbillies, and I was pretty into it. I said, oh, you got to give me lessons, because I was learning guitar at the time. And he was like, oh, it's really tough. Like, maybe we should start with guitar. And then I was really wanted to learn it, because I was very stubborn.
Because you were challenged then.
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
I was 12 and so stubborn.
Never say never to me.
Exactly.
Well, he played Beverly Hillbillies. If they're really impressive, they can also play Petticoat Junction. But that's a whole other show on another day.
Yeah.
Evan, what about you? Where do you hail from?
I actually am from Boston, so I was lucky because I got to stay where I was, and all these guys ended up there going to, you know, music schools or, but I kind of just always was attracted to bluegrass music when I heard it. It wasn't like I grew up on it exactly, or like my family was always playing it, but you know, here and there I would hear Doc Watson or Dan Tominski or, you know, Old Crow Medicine Show or these things that would break through into the mainstream.
Throw out some big names.
You know, yeah, exactly. And I was just totally drawn to it and the kind of authenticity of it and mm-hmm. how it was acoustic and you really had to be able to play it if you wanted to play it. And it was kind of when I was in college. I went to Boston College, so wasn't, you know, particularly trying to do music professionally or anything at that point, but was just getting more and more drawn into it. And I had been doing theater for a long time and realized that there was no money in theater, but there might be lots and lots of money in bluegrass. So I switched over to bluegrass.
Tens of dollars.
Exactly. And I don't know, it was kind of like an accident. I still wake up some mornings and I'm like, how did that happen? But now I'm doing bluegrass and loving it. So here I am.
That's the main thing. And you guys are, like we were talking about earlier, busy. I mean, you've had a lot of gigs to do, and I don't know when you sleep. I guess maybe while you're driving. I don't know. But anyway. All right, Bronwyn, what about you?
Oh, I grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I grew up playing Celtic music for the most part. I started when I was 3, but played Irish and Cape Breton music all through my childhood and teenage years, and started hearing, like, you know, there's fiddle camps that have instructors who play all different kinds of fiddle genres. So I started hearing bluegrass at those fiddle camps when I was a teenager and started getting really drawn to it.
There's some common thread in there, don't you think, between, you
know? Oh, totally. Yeah, there's a lot of common ground between those. So I decided to go to Berkeley and then just got way more into bluegrass there. It was kind of impossible to avoid. And it was the cool thing to do, is to play bluegrass.
You get bitten by it, it's kind of like being a radio person.
Yeah, you're never cured. Yeah.
It's like being a musician. I mean, once you start, you're into it,
totally,
right?
Totally, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, David.
Yeah. Well, I actually grew up not too far from here. I grew up in Clemson, South Carolina, and remember, like, growing up when I was first learning how to drive and had a radio for, like, the first time, like, getting the fringes of WNCW and listening to all the amazing music that gets played on the station.
Well, thanks.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
That's one of the first things he told me, folks, when he came in the door here to the Megaplex. He's like, I listened to WNCW growing up.
Yeah.
How many times I've heard that.
It was the best station ever. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, thanks. Well, what drew you to the Mando?
Yeah, I guess I just kind of, probably similar to some of the other guys in this band, but just saw the instrument, thought it was like a really interesting sounding instrument, and just kind of by default got sucked into it. You know, the mandolin in particular has this really kind of cool niche community that is really nerdy, really into like all different types of music, but bluegrass in particular, and just kind of found my way through that, through the community, through, you know, the festival scene, the workshop scene. I actually ended up going to the Swannanoa Gathering a lot growing up too, and, you know, meeting a bunch of friends there. Brown grew up going to that one as well, and that's how I kind of just met all these guys, was just through, you know, different workshops and different kind of big get-togethers. And that's what I love about it. It's just like so based upon that community and so based upon the friendships and the music that you make in that setting.
Exactly. That's one of the beauties of this music. And I think, you know, I've experienced it to an extent because I'm not a musician, but you know, being involved with radio and dedicated to playing this music, the artists are kind to me. I don't know if they do that for a reason. But it's really fun making friends with the artists, because that creativity and the thinking process is just so interesting to me. Nate, the bass player here, I want to tell you, folks, I got to give him props. He walked in here with his doghouse. I mean, he brought the big yeah, kahuna man. In here.
The real deal.
The real deal, man. What tell us about you?
Yeah, man. I've gone through a lot of different kind of musical settings. I was singing choral music for 6 years. Kind of started when I was around 13, and I went to a performing arts high school in New York City, did a lot of choral music, but then also got into playing the bass. I was already singing bass and chorus, so I was kind of having that in my ears when I was listening to, like, listening to a bunch of pop and rock music and stuff, and got into songwriting, and then started playing jazz on upright. It's kind of like I feel like I've gone through mostly everything else until, you know, recently getting into bluegrass and folk music. I went to Berklee College of Music as well with Bronwyn, and so I just moved right from New York City to Boston and was, like, so ready to get into the bluegrass and folk thing. And I think a big part of it was, like, that community that David mentioned. It's just wherever the music is there's that really, like, warm and welcome community. There's so little vibiness and so little, like, negative kind of energy around the music. And I really appreciate that about it. I think these days I'm just really loving that bluegrass music is so intricate vocally as well as instrumentally. And you don't see that a lot in a lot of different styles of music. And as, like, someone who loves singing and someone who loves playing, I feel like I can really express myself to the fullest extent through bluegrass. And I think we all in this band try to hold each other up and, you know, let each other work on what we want to work on. Everyone's singing, everyone's playing to the best of their ability, and it's just a good environment to be in.
You collaborate. You guys collaborate well, and the harmony among you is obvious as soon as you all walked in here. You know, it's just
Thanks so much. It's almost like
an aura. It's just
we try to have fun, you know, and we try to
y'all look up what aura means there.
Evan, what does that mean again?
Well,
we have it, though, I guess.
It's a Saturn car. No, it's something else. But when I listened to this new record, I was like, man. And then I was hoping to have you guys in here last weekend, and that didn't work out.
Yeah,
and then
no.
I was so relieved. I was like, man, they're playing in Hickory. They can be here Saturday, maybe.
Yeah,
so that's when you and I were
looking it up. I'm glad we were around for a long enough time to make it work. We're really happy to be here.
Me too. I didn't want to be in on an extra, you know, cog and breaking your wheel as you're trying
nicely, man. I think we all appreciate something to do in the middle of the day, honestly. It keeps us energized, keeps us moving, you know.
You can't sleep all day.
Exactly, yeah. You got to get up and, you know, get to the gig one way or another.
I'm talking with Mile 12. Do you guys mind if I play one song that I really love off? I love all of them, but this was one that struck me and I really
liked
it. Sure,
Joe, we'd love to hear that, man.
All right, how about Soldiers and Sailors? How do you guys feel about that song?
Yeah.
Please do.
All right, here it is. Soldiers and Sailors, Mile 12, from their new album, Onwards, on Going Across the Mountain.
As I cross the Hudson on this cold afternoon, the city I see is not the city I knew. Yet as most things are different, still some are the same. And an old childhood memory so clearly remains. I was walking back home up on Riverside Drive when an old solemn statue ahead caught my eye. There was something so solid, so simple and clear. The tall rounded columns and white marble stairs. So sing for what once was but still remains here, what'll be here tomorrow and year after year. On a cold New York evening so clear and so dry, soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky. As I worked and traveled, each year I'd return with something to give, but still something to learn. And with each slab of concrete on each city street, the Upper West Side almost seemed new and neat. So sing for what once was, but still remains here, what'll be here tomorrow. So
clear and so dry. Soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky. I know it's my instinct that brought me back here. It's that time of day and it's that time of year. Like the home of my childhood in Riverside Park. Now I stand here until time do us part. So sing for what once was but still remains here. But it'll be here tomorrow and year after year. On a cold New York evening, so clear and so dry. Soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky.
WNCW, that is Mile 12 from the forthcoming record Onwards, and that's called Soldiers and Sailors. You're listening to Going Across the Mountain, and we're going to have a little more time with Mile 12 here, just a few more minutes, and they have, I talked them into doing one more song live for you here, and we'll do that in just a moment. They're getting their instruments pulled back in. We're back with the instruments. Mile 12 here. What song did you guys decide to do for us?
We thought we'd do an instrumental. This is a banjo tune on the record. It's called Wick Wire.
A banjo tune?
Well, sort of a banjo and mandolin tune.
Oh, okay.
Dave is going to kick it off with me here.
Called Wick Wire.
Yeah.
Mile 12 here on Going Across the Mountain here. Thank you. right. That one's called Wickwire, Mile 12. That is a song included on the Onwards CD. All right, quickly before we wrap up, where can folks check you out online? Where can they connect with you online?
Sure thing. We have a website. It's called mile12bluegrass.com. And we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social medias. We love to stay in touch. So please give us a like if you can.
All right. And you guys are going to church this evening in Oakboro, North Carolina, right?
That's right. We have a show at the old Oakboro Presbyterian Church just outside of Charlotte. The show is at 7. Doors open at 6:30.
Okay. Sounds good. And they'll be at IBMA if you're happening to go to that. And I hope you guys have a great time. I know you will have a great time at IBMA.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, Mile 12, for being here with us on Going Across the Mountain today. And we move on. Matter of fact, I've got some music from the Tony Rice Unit coming up for you here on Going Across the Mountain at WNCW.